A farm of slow glass is a remarkable and slightly eerie sight. A tranquil, incredibly perfect valley of timeless pine, overlooked by row upon row of the great frames of slow glass, standing, staring silently, drinking light.
Bob, turn that thing off. Is that enough to drag me out here into the country? You don't have to torture me with that radio, too.
Sorry, Selena. Maybe this trip wasn't such a good idea after all.
Maybe it wasn't.
Bad time.
Like my pregnancy.
For Bob and Selena Garland, love has become little more than a memory. Confronted by the loss of a job, a house, and an untimely, unwanted pregnancy, they are trying, for the moment, to forget. That may be difficult, though, in a land of slow glass. Sci-Fi Radio presents an adaptation of Bob Shaw's short story, Light of Other Days.
Why have we stopped?
Look at that sign. This farmer's got some slow glass for sale. Let's walk up and take a look.
Quality high, prices low. You don't believe that, do you?
Well, we're quite a ways out of town. The stuff might be reasonably priced out here.
I'm not walking all the way up to that farmhouse because of some stupid little sign tacked on a gatepost.
Oh, come on. The exercise might do us some good. We've been driving too long anyway.
This was just another of your fool ideas. All the way up here for nothing. There's no one in that farmhouse.
I saw someone at the window. I'm sure of it. Let's knock and
Looking for some glass, are ye?
Goodness.
Where did you come from?
Didn't mean to startle you. I was just out for a little draw on the pipe. No smoking in the house. That's what the wife says. You know how it is.
My husband doesn't smoke.
Well, if it's glass you want, you've certainly come to the right place. And at the right time, too. We don't see many people this early in the season.
Does that mean we might be able to buy a little glass without mortgaging our home?
Look at that now. I guess I've thrown away any advantage I might have had in this transaction. Rose, that's my wife, says I'll never learn. Still, let's sit down and talk it over. How about right here?
On this old rubble wall?
Oh, sorry. You folks are dressed right fancy. Well, let me just run in the house and get you something to sit on. Won't be but a minute.
That would be nice.
Perhaps it wasn't such a marvelous idea to come up here, but you might at least try to be pleasant to the man. If for no other reason, I can smell a bargain.
Well, he's hardly very civil himself. Didn't even ask us to come into his house.
Not so loud. His wife's at the window.
It's closed. She can't hear us.
But she's looking right at us.
Staring, you mean? Her manners are no better than his.
Now she's turning away.
Good. And I hope you noticed that ancient dress she was wearing. A man who won't give things to his wife certainly won't give much to strangers. You can forget about any bargains here.
Maybe. Anyway, let's hear him out.
I found this little blanket. It isn't much, but it'll keep that pretty dress of yours from getting dirty.
Oh, this is fine, Mr. Hagen. My wife and I, we like the outdoors. Well, I can't even remember the last time I've had a chance to breathe some real mountain air, right, Selena?
I'm not here for the mountain air. Are we going to hear his sales pitch or not? We've got to be on our way soon.
Selena?
That's okay, Mrs. You folks are young. You got places to go. I know that. Now, some of the glass farmers around here give strangers such as yourselves a sales talk about how beautiful the autumn is in this part of the country. Or it might be the spring or the winter. I don't do that. Any fool knows that a place which doesn't look right in the summer never looks right. What do you say?
Well, yes, I guess that's so.
I want you to take a good look out over the valley down there, Mr.
Garland.
Garland. Yes. You see where the field slopes down to the banks of that little cove? And then across the water where those trees seem to just sweep up the far hillside?
Yes. It's really beautiful.
Well, that's what you're buying if you buy my glass. And it never looks better than it does at this minute. The glass is in perfect phase. None of it is less than 10 years thick. And the 4-foot window will cost you $200.
$200? Why, that's as much as they charge at the Sindo shop downtown.
You don't understand, darling. The cheap glass you'd find in places like the Vistaplex and Panorama stores is only ordinary quarter-inch glass faced with a veneer of slow glass. Maybe only 10 or 12 months thick. This glass will last 10 years, and it's in phase.
Doesn't that only mean it keeps time?
Only, you say? Pardon me, Mrs. Garland, but you don't seem to appreciate the miracle, the genuine, honest-to-goodness miracle of engineering precision needed to produce a piece of glass in phase. When we say the glass is 10 years thick, it means it takes light 10 years to pass through it. In effect, each one of those panes there is 10 light-years thick, more than twice the distance to the nearest star. So a variation in actual thickness of only a millionth of an inch would...
Mr. Hagen, is something wrong?
I'm sorry, my wife there at the window. I thought she was going to call me for something. Now, let's see, where was I? Oh, yes, I was saying that my slow glass is as nearly perfect as can be. The light that enters now will emerge precisely 10 years from now, at just this time of day. Why, imagine if the thickness were imperfect, then light of noon sunshine could emerge at midnight, or summer could come out in winter. Such discrepancies might be desirable to some, but I see you two as the sort to appreciate perfection. What do you do, Mr. Garland?
I'm a writer, a poet.
I knew it. I could tell you have an eye for beauty. And with my slow glass, you can take 10 years' worth of this valley scenery back to your home. It'll be a continual source of inspiration.
He could use some.
Each of the panes standing on the hillside there has a slightly different view. Why don't we just walk down and see which one is most to your liking?
All right.
Mrs. Garland?
I'll just wait here, thank you.
This way, Mr. Garland. There's a little path that we can...
Slow glass. A miracle. That's what Mr. Hagen called it. A proper term for an invention whose principles are far beyond the understanding of all but the most scientific of minds. It would tell the Garlands nothing to say that slow glass could be visualized as a hologram which didn't need coherent laser light to reconstitute its information, and in which every photon of ordinary light passed through a spiral tunnel coiled outside the radius of capture of each atom in the glass. These causes would be incomprehensible, but the effects would be no less wonderful. In fact, in the eye of the average individual, having a pane of slow glass was the exact emotional equivalent to owning land. An apartment in the most squalid of city surroundings would seem to look out upon a woodland lake or a misty park. And who is to say that such vistas didn't actually belong to the apartment dweller? An appealing thought to add to the already attractive prospect of visual escape offered to one who owns slow glass. But whatever the lure, Bob Garland has been drawn to this spot with his wife, Selena. Two people whose lives are badly in need of a little miracle. Right now.
Bob, come on. It's starting to rain.
I think you've made a fine choice, Mr. Garland.
I'll give you a check now. Can you arrange delivery?
Sure, delivery's no problem. But wouldn't you rather take the glass with you today?
Well, yes, that would be nice, but it is starting to rain.
It'll take no time to wrap it for you, Mr. Garland. I've got a carrying frame just behind the house. You write the check. By the time you've made it out, I'll be back with your glass.
Well, all right. I don't see what difference a few more minutes could possibly make.
Good.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, leaving us standing here in the rain. The least he could have done was invite us inside his house. There can't be so many fools passing through that he can afford to neglect them like this.
All right, Selena. Let's move in under the eaves until he gets back. There. That's better. We shouldn't get too wet standing here. Selena, quit staring in that window.
If his wife comes in this room, I want her to see me. Maybe she'll have the decency to invite us in out of the rain.
What are you doing?
Bob, come here a minute. I want you to see this.
Very well, Selena. What is it?
That little boy that's playing there.
That's Hagen's son, I guess. What about him?
I think there's something wrong with him.
He looks normal enough.
I believe that child is deaf. He didn't even turn when I tapped on the window.
Then Hagen's got his problems, too. In any case, it's none of our concern.
Oh, wait. Here comes his wife. Hello? May we come in? It's raining out here. Oh, that's better. Here she comes. Well, that's the limit. Did you see that?
She didn't see you.
She looked right at me. She's ignoring us. That's if I've had it. These people are crazy. At least I'm civilized. I'm going in there and give her a piece of my mind.
Wait, Selena, she might be blind. Selena, don't open that door.
Oh, my God. Bob, how can this be?
What is it?
We just saw her and the little boy. They just this minute walked up to the window and looked out at us. This is not the room I saw. It was clean, well kept. Why, this room hasn't been lived in for years.
Selena, come back out of the house.
But they were there. I saw them in the window.
Yes, Selena, we both saw them. Slow glass works both ways. Light passes out of a house as well as in.
You mean...
I don't know. It isn't our business. Now, steady up. Here comes Hagen with our glass.
Well, Mr. Garland, here's your glass.
Here's the check.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to do business with you.
The pleasure was mine.
Mr. Garland, wait. You folks looked in my house, didn't you?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
I want you to know it wasn't my fault.
Fault, Mr. Hagen?
About my wife and boy. You see, a hit-and-run driver got them both down on the old Oban Road 6 years ago. My boy was only 7 when it happened. I'm entitled to keep something, aren't I?
Yes, Mr. Hagen, yes, you are. Goodbye.
Bob, there's a little chill in the air. Will you put your arm around me?
Sure, darling.
That poor man. He has nothing but his memories.
In the end, that's all any of us have. So perhaps we'd better try to make ours worth remembering.
Yes. I'm sorry about what I said earlier.
About what?
This trip. I think it was a pretty good idea, after all.
Our cast for Light of Other Days featured John Davies as Bob, Charlotte Taylor as Selena, and Jerry Haynes as Hagen. The original story, Light of Other Days, was written by Bob Shaw and adapted for Sci-Fi Radio by John and Jonathan Williams.